Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah's shukr, we should be grateful to Allah many, many times over that Allah Ta'ala on this night of Jummah has again given to us opportunity. He's again assembled us for His dhikr. Allah's grace, His mercy, everything is due to Allah. Human being has no power, no determination. It's Allah with His grace, with His blessings that Allah gives the human being. Big, big ni'mas, big, big treasures. Otherwise, we have no strength. We have no energy. We have no capability that we can take steps for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Allah's fadl. It's His grace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which objective He has seated us here, this is a very beloved action for Allah. It is a very, very beloved action to Allah. A beloved servant of Allah, he has stated, it's his statement, it's recorded, and he was the mujaddad of his time, of the Tasawwuf. Hazrat Thanwi Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, Nurullah Marqada. It is his statement that, and I heard this from my Shaykh as well, and my Hazrat Rahimahullah always in his taqareer, in his bayanat, would mention the statements of Hazrat Thanwi Sahib. So like this, there's one statement of Hazrat Thanwi Sahib, and as I go along, I'll explain that the pious predecessors, when their statements are shared, mentioned in bayanat or in speeches, there's a reason for mentioning the statements of our pious predecessors. Because these people, our pious predecessors, their statements for this reason are shared and mentioned by our elders. Because all of their statements are based on Quran, the Sharia and the Sunnah. All the statements of our pious elders, in their statements you will find no clash. Everything is based on Quran and Hadith. That's the first point we need to understand. The second point we need to understand is that the pious predecessors, their statements, is not just about saying things verbally, about, oh, I read something in a book and I share with others. Rather, in reality, personally themselves, they have their experience, physical experience based on that. Why? Because a person cannot be a wali Allah unless he practices, does amal. He cannot be wali Allah unless a person does amal, because there are many, you can listen to them, you can hear things, you can hear people saying things. There are different stages. One is listening. Alhamdulillah, it's a very good thing to listen. After listening, what should happen is that Allah Ta'ala has given us knowledge, He's given us ilm. And we've realized something, we've learned something, and we've heard something good. This is very good ilm I've just learned. Oh, this is good thing, we should do this. This is a bad thing, we should leave this. So that's the knowledge. Before that, we didn't have the knowledge. So this benefit of listening, of hearing, but these are both a waste. Yes, totally a waste. That's such a valuable thing, such a valuable thing. Listening, yes, and alhamdulillah, to realize and to learn. Because after you listen, then you learn, you acquire the ilm. So very valuable is it to listen and to acquire the knowledge, but both are a waste. Until that time, they're a waste. Until you don't take them onto the third level, which is to do amal on what you've learned. Yes? So what you heard and what you learned is a waste. It's just like, for example, a very expensive car you acquire. After that, you park it up and you don't utilize that car. It's a waste, isn't it? That expensive car, if you don't use it, if you don't drive it, it won't benefit you. Say, subhanallah. So in the same way, when you've heard, and after hearing, when you, alhamdulillah, learn that knowledge, you increase your knowledge, or you combine it with your previous knowledge, then obviously, if you've heard something and you've learned something, then go the next step. Go the next step, otherwise you're wasting that knowledge. Success will not come. Yes? The success will not come. Just like that. Success is based on physical implementation. not on the beauty of the words, not just you speak eloquent, or he's a great speaker for hours on end, you talk to each other and just chit chat. In Allah's court, there's no weight in this. Yes, alhamdulillah, if you listen and you acquire the ilm, then take the third step. So must, you have to take the third step of implementation, amal. Because the real basis of success, until you don't move physically, when you move, then you get to the destination. Remember this point. So the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah, pious predecessors, why do we share their statements? We hear hadith and we hear the stories of our pious predecessors. The reason being is that they heard, they acquired the ilm. Immediately they did amal on that knowledge. Soon as they did amal, he becomes a wali Allah, a friend of Allah. So simple path to become a wali Allah. A wali Allah is a beloved servant of Allah. In other words, what do we do? Oh, that third step, we stop. We listen, we really like listen. And today, in this day and age, don't even ask. Don't even ask. For hours, you'll sit down, 2 hours, listen. But after listening, oh, we become like dumb. Yes, not dumb, so we become like deaf. Our ears go numb, because we don't want to go to the next step. So we shouldn't be like this. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yes, the previous majlis, the things you heard and I heard, tell me honestly, did we implement on that? Say honestly, if we didn't implement, then we are ungrateful, deeply ungrateful. Some changes should have come. Allah Ta'ala explained to us those points last week, isn't it? Allah's mercy, He called us. And if the person implemented on that and he practiced, then in Allah's kitab, he is recorded as the grateful servant. Yes, a big name. And this veil, when it's removed, then we will learn afterwards. Yes, according to Hazrat Shaykh Al-Hadith, rahimahullah, he states that the khanqas, people laugh at the people who go to the khanqa. It's written in this kitab, read it, Fazail Amal. People, you can joke against them, mock them. But tomorrow, when the fog will be removed, when the mist will disappear and the light will come, yes, when the mound of dirt is removed and the reality will come thereafter, that's when he'll realize that who was on the horse and who was on the donkey in reality. Because the action, when a person implements, that is what will give him success. So don't joke and mock against the people who go to the khanqah, because Allah Ta'ala has given them of the work of the deen to do. So in this day and age, in this era that we're living in, commonly we listen, but brothers, you cannot succeed just on listening. You have to step forward. So just revise this point today. When Allah allows you to listen, yes, Allah will listen. Here's another point here. That why don't we step forward, and when we're listening, why don't we make immediately an intention that we'll practice on this? For this reason, that shaitan, he makes a person a coward. Muzdil, he puts waswasa into the ears. Oh, it's too hard. How will you do this? It's too difficult. How can you leave this sin? Oh, yar, how will you implement this practice? But Allah has allowed you to hear these points. You know, oh, it's too hard. It's too difficult. Oh, I can't do this. It's too hard for me. So when Allah has sent to you, then you've wasted that time. No. What we should do is that we say, no, sorry. Totally, inshallah, with true honest heart, don't fear, say inshallah, what I've heard is very good and I'm going to definitely practice on this. And I'm not going to go towards loss. Allah has explained these points to me, so I'm going to do amal in every way or form. I'm going to practice this. Why? Because when we practice, doesn't matter how weak I am, doesn't matter how down I am, I've got fear, but say I'm going to do it. Why? Because when you say this statement, then Allah's rahmah immediately will come to the assistance. Allah Ta'ala says, these are my servants, alhamdulillah, he's made the intention, he's asked me for help. In reality, making intention is asking Allah for help. وَجَادُ فِينَ, Allah says, he's stepped forward. So Allah says, وَنَهْدِيَنَهُمْ سُبُلًا. Subhanallah, Allah says, that on his courage, determination, niyat, that he said, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to leave him, not one, not two. Subhanallah, Allah says, I'll show him all the paths and ways to practice. So if Allah's promise is coming in the Quran for those people who immediately stand and make intention that I'm going to do it. I don't have strength. I have no courage, but I made the intention I'm going to do this. It doesn't matter what happens, I'm going to try. Immediately Allah's help comes to that human being. And when Allah's help comes to a human being, then how can he be unsuccessful? Tell me. So there's a reason for being a failure, that always the human being, when he hears something, he understands. If he does the next step, then he can never leave empty-handed. Never can he leave empty-handed. If he fulfills the right of this gathering, that Allah allowed me to listen. Me, these words came from me. Many people say, oh, this is fitting with my requirements and my circumstances. Totally, that's correct. When you come to the majlis, Allah Ta'ala is speaking for you personally. Because Allah Ta'ala loves you. So why is this majlis here today? Why are we assembling? Everyone should have the niyyah. Allah has called me, this gathering is for me. Allah is making me understand these words today. Such a beautiful connection you should have. Don't think anyone else is sitting here. Allah has called me, Allah has invited me. And in a loving way, Allah is explaining these words to me. He's telling me, have courage, determination, and I'll help you. Don't look left and right, other people here. Because every person, individual now is the guest of Allah. Remember this, when you come to this majlis, individually you come here, and you have no link, is he Zaid, or he will do, will he practice, he won't. Forget those other people. Say, I'm alone, you have called me, you invited, and these other people have come due to me. They've come due to me. Allah, you've brought me here. Allah knows my weaknesses, my downfalls. Allah knows my circumstances. Allah knows my needs, my requirements. Allah, He will give everything to me what I need today. Then I'll go from this majlis. I'm telling you the truth. I'm sat in this majlis. This is how much connection you should develop with Allah. I swear by Allah, whatever you need, Allah will give to you, deliver to you. It's a fact. Because Allah Ta'ala has mentioned and promised in the Quran. Every man in the majlis, Allah Ta'ala has a personal connection with each person sitting here. Don't think about anything else. If Allah has brought you from home, sat you in His masjid, enabled you to do dhikr, then as if other people know, Allah is telling me, He's called me here, personally Allah has invited me here. I've come, for example, you go to a wedding, or you go to a function, or gathering. Will you look at other people? No, I've got a card, invitation card. That's why I've come to the wedding, isn't it? That's why you go to the wedding. Because I've got a personal connection with the host, and I know him personally. Same way, when a human being, when an individual, a majlis, Allah Ta'ala's gathering that's being called, then he's a personal guest of Allah when he comes to this gathering. Personal guest, such a big honor if we think about this. Angels are envious of that person. Allah's announced, He's invited this person to the majlis. That Allah says, this is my guest, he's doing my dhikr. Allah says, he's remembering me, Allah hears his needs, his requirements. The kalamat that we recite, we don't know about other people around us. These kalamats we recite today are for my sake. I am asking from Allah. I have no relationship with anyone else who's here. No connection with anyone. So this is important, necessary, that when a person goes to the gathering, he should have a courage, pull himself together and promise, Allah, I'm going to practice on this. Immediately Allah's rahmah descends, Allah assists that person, Allah gives him power and energy. That if you promise to Allah, I'm going to try my hardest, Allah, to leave the sins and wrong. Doesn't matter if you smoke cannabis, you drink alcohol, whatever you say, Allah, today in this gathering, today inshallah, I'm going to leave these things. I make a solid promise to you, Allah. These haram things I'm not going to do anymore, Allah. Don't be afraid, because there's no one greater than Allah. There's no one greater than Allah. There's no power greater than Allah. Is there? Tell me. Is there anyone greater than Allah? So due to Allah, you're making this promise in the gathering. Allah, make a big promise. Why am I making this promise, Allah? Not for me. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah, it's with your power and ability I will do this. Otherwise, I am useless. I cannot do anything. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So for this reason, we share the statements of the walis of Allah. Why were they walis of Allah? Because they practiced. Yes, not from the beauty of just words and listening. And the next point I will complete after, I'll explain to you this from this couplet. So brothers, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, I was speaking about him, a beautiful statement that he mentioned. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, he said that, look, then this matches with the hadith. This matches with the hadith. He said that if you want, if you desire, that you are consistent on your iman, faith, that you are steadfast on your faith, regular, and that you become the obedient servant of Allah. If you want this, these are all hadith. And you want death based on iman. Subhanallah. What a great three things, eh? If you think about it for a few moments. Yes? Direct, these are the path to Jannah. Without iman, is there success? No? So if you want, he said, that you want to be regular and steadfast, and this means that you have faith, we all have iman. But can anyone guarantee that you will be steadfast on this iman? Say, Subhanallah. Can you guarantee that such a great mujaddid of tasawwuf, Hazrat Thanvi sahab, is not a small lesson he's given to us. So listen attentively. Today I'm saying this. My iman, I don't even know that when I leave this masjid, it might end. There are many stories of the pious elders. Great pious elders. Thousands, tens of thousands of murids, they were sheikhs of the students. With their second, their iman disappeared. And a kafira woman, he fell in love with her. And he started to do haram in the love, that blind love. Because Allah Ta'ala, He can instill the love in the heart for anything, if He wants. So, we cannot say with guarantee that I'm praying salah, I've done dhikr, 100% guarantee that tomorrow when I die, I'll be reciting the kalima. Totally not. Totally not. Consider yourself weak. Consider yourself totally weak and bone idle. Urges. Totally down, and listen to the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After me, as the generations pass, they will get worse and worse and worse. Me and you think, in which era are we living? Where are we stood? Which environment are we? In which environment are we today? Iman, I'm speaking about faith. Not about the shop. Not business. I'm talking about iman. Faith. Belief. Which iman? La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Hazrat Thanvi Sahib said that you need to be steadfast on iman, faith. You've got iman, believe, but is there a guarantee that you will stand on that iman? You will stay upon that iman? It will stay regular? Tell me. What a great learning today. That no one can give guarantee today for his iman. That after the next day, it's there. So what we realize, that this is a test and a challenge for us. We'll have to do something to keep our iman strong. We have to do something. That's the only way we can be strong with iman. Because the state of iman, to leave the world with iman, is not some minor thing, brothers. Don't think. Because in the qabr you realize that how many people died with iman and is iman in the qabr. We are in the generation of fitna, fasad, disorder. May Allah forgive. Today, such sins from morning till evening a person commits, they are kufran. Sins based on kufr. Such statements people utter from their tongues. They're praying salah. They're doing everything physically. They're practicing. But such statements come from their tongues. Not thoughts. Because mind thoughts are forgiven. Our minds are full of negative thoughts. Although our minds should be clear. Yes. Openly from our tongue we utter such statements. That person is devoid of iman. He comes out of the fold. Not on thoughts. Remember, when you have negative thoughts, bad thoughts, these are waste of time thoughts. But to implement the thoughts by saying something, practically, if you practice the bad things, that's when a person is grabbed by Allah. Don't worry about bad thoughts, negative thoughts. But even bad thoughts is not a good thing. Even for that, you need protection. For evil thoughts. But don't worry about that too much. Don't worry about that. But even for that, you need to work hard to get rid of them. You understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Then say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But praise Allah if you understand what's being said. Not some minor points. These are very valuable points on iman we're learning today. Alhamdulillah, such a great point. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib rahmatullahi is teaching us that if you desire that you depart this world with iman, Subhanallah, maut is azim for an individual. That if you are dying and departing this world with iman, the person who's leaving with iman, then what will happen? From the heavens, the angels descend to welcome that person. And good news they give to him, and hoors, he sees the maidens and palace, he said, where was I stuck in this wretched world, and where have I got to, he says to himself at the time, that I was happy on roast chicken in the world, but alhamdulillah, Allah has given me dishes in Jannah. Why was I wasting my time? And we're stood in this world, which is temporary, my friends. We're running up this dunya, death with iman, subhanAllah, what a great achievement. So the guarantee is coming, the guarantee. So a person, his faith remains, doesn't matter how many storms comes, typhoons comes, the dunya can turn upside down, the Dajjal could come, whatever it is, they're all coming this moment in front of you, you can see what's happening. Before, more than me, you know, the conditions of the world at the moment, there's nothing hidden, everything's in eyes. In when the age of technology, media, you hear, you see what's happening in the world, it's coming to your ears, your eyes, your brains. There's no need to tell anyone today what's happening in the world. But, mashallah, rather we listen. So you can close your eyes and say that we are living in darkness today. Beyond darkness. Just darkness everywhere there is. Rather, the pillars of light, where the light would be spread, even this being made, the effort that let darkness come as well. Even the efforts are being made there, that let's let darkness overtake. With their own people. Yes? There, it said that the house was put on fire by our own people. So it's nothing to, that's weird. We can see, we can hear, but we've closed eyes. Beware. Beware. This is the era of danger. We are in the era of danger. Protect your iman today. And just like Allah Ta'ala has explained, just like Hazrat and the pious predecessors have prescribed, protect your iman in that way. If you follow your own methods and ways, then you're just pleasing yourself. You will not save your iman. Because no tariqah will assist in saving your iman. Only that tariqah will help, which the master of Medina prescribed to us. Only that is the method to protect your iman. No other way. Oh, this and that, I can do this, or I heard this and read this. All nonsense, rubbish. There's only one way. Master of Medina, take the guidance from one method that Rasulullah said, from this way you can protect your iman, you can save your iman, make it stay regular and strong, and you can die with iman. If you do amal on this, the rest of the amal are a waste of time. Whatever Rasulullah said and prescribed that this amal will save your iman, then accept it, embrace it, and if you get the tawfiq to do the amal, then you are successful. You are successful. Remember this, don't fall into deception. Totally not. Oh, yaar, do this, you'll be fine, do this. Say, leave all of that. Leave all that. The master of the two worlds, what did he say? That's the end of story. I follow his prescription, nobody else. Okay? Right, so today, alhamdulillah, we are learning such a thing, action that will save your iman, make your iman strong, consistent, you will die with iman, go to the akhirah with iman. What else do we need? Hazrat Thanvi Sahib said, first thing, what I told you, is that what do the walis wala do? Is that their malfuzat, their statements, what they've shared, they are based on the Quran and Hadith. They're nothing else. So can you see anything in his statement that's clashing with Quran and Hadith? Tell me, the respected scholars are present. You, mashallah, you know, you have knowledge. These words of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, are they against the Hadith? He's Shaykhul Hadith. Did what he say go against the Quran? The second point that I said to you, is that when such people, the walis of Allah, the awliya Allah, when they say these things, then they don't just speak. No, rather success is on physical implementation, not on the beauty of the words, not on the beautiful, oh, beautiful eloquent words, what a speech, what a bayan. No, they don't stop there. They said the success, the secret behind their success, what have they heard? They do amal on what they hear. They practice on what they say, subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Then say subhanallah, subhanallah. So what we learned today is that they also did amal on what they said. Because on amal is success, that in this way iman will be saved, iman will be consistent, regular, steadfast, and with iman you will depart this world. With his experience he said these words. Yes, his personal experience. And when you have personal experience, then that's the greatest knowledge. That's why I'm speaking to you. Yes, Wali Allah, when you present his saying, then keep two things in your mind. We're not talking about books. Not just books and words on paper, not words that you've heard, rather, he's included himself in practicing that. Until he doesn't do amal on it, the Wali Allah of Allah will never share with you something. He won't enjoy speaking on it, son. Until his personal experience is not combined. So that's reason, my brothers, the words of the Wali Allah, the pious predecessors, that you will see love included in the words, and you will see those words penetrate the heart. Yes, for hours when you hear the Holy Allah, 10 minutes just, and they will penetrate your heart. Yes, the thousands of people's destinies, I saw them change. In the eyesight of the Wali Allah, I saw the impact, how they penetrated the heart of the people. What's this thing? The impact of, not just listening, not of speaking, of amal. Because of their amal, their words penetrate the heart. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So do you understand today's point? Success is based on what? Unless we do what? Amal, practice. Then there's no success. Speak, 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 carry on speaking, 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 keep on speaking forever. No, wherever you see a wali Allah, you will see amal. Combined, they speak, they listen, and they implement. I'm repeating time and time again. Yes, close your eyes and sit there. When you see a majlis, when you sit there, then Allah will announce, subhanallah, that this is such a group of people that they will never fail when you sit next to them. You will never fail when you sit next to these people. You will not gain loss. That when you sit with those human beings, just by sitting with them, that will take you to Jannah. Such a big guarantee of sitting with people, because there's amal in their lives. There's no trick. There's no false claims. There's not just statements on statements. No, they stay awake at night. They stay awake at night. They do. They implement. They practice. Subhanallah. When they read the Quran, they do amal on the Quran. So that's the real Quran. That's their Quran in reality that we need to understand. The Quran came for those people, not for us. Not for us. There, any life amal you will see them do, the Wali Allah, the Pious Prophet says, it's not against the Quran. How did I do this? Was this in the Quran? How did I not do this? Was the Quran doesn't permit. It's not hard. I've told you the tariqah, the method. Allahumma aina ala dhikrika wa la shukrika. Husna ibadat. Allah has mentioned the ibadah. How can you do this? Allah, there's a tariqah. Allah says a method. Can you dare that you are grateful on Allah's ni'mas? Husna ibadatika. And that ibadah, husan, ahsan ibadah, brilliant. You cannot practice husan ibadah. I'll tell you the tariqah. Rasul said, Allahumma aina ala dhikrika. Ask help from Allah. Ask help from Allah. In every, after every salah, Rasulullah said, do this dua. This is a great thing to do dhikr. How can we do dhikr? How can we remember Allah? The true dhikr I'm speaking about here. Ahsan ibadah. Who can do this ibadah? Who can be grateful to Allah? Allahumma aina, ask Allah. Allah, ask Allah for help. And you can then after that do everything you need to do. So for amal, what do we need to do? You have to ask help from your Rabb. Oh my Rabb, my Lord, my Creator. I am not able. I'm not capable. Allah, help me. Allahumma aina ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. Allah, I want to do your dhikr. I want to do beautiful and beloved ibadah. Ahsan. What does ahsan mean? Tell me. Ahsan ibadah. Allah, I want to do the great, excellent. That I pray salah and you accept it. Say subhanallah. Ahsan. Otherwise, what's ahsan? Excellent. Beautiful ibadah. Excellent ibadah means what? That Allah, such great should be my salah that I present to you as a gift. That is such a beautiful gift that you accept it and take it from me. If somebody gives you a gift, a present, if you like it, then you'll smile and pick it up. You'll embrace it. I like this present. And you'll raise your hands. If you don't like the gift, then obviously a gift is a gift. But you won't do that same thing. You won't embrace and smile in the beautiful way. Allah says, Ahsan ibadah. Excellent ibadah. Everybody does. But that ibadah, I will take it myself and accept it. That's what I want. Do you understand my tafsir? Because it's coming out of the heart. Yes, not from the kitab. Not from the book. If you like my words, then listen again. Otherwise, if you don't like them, then leave them. I'm not forcing you to do this. If they come to your heart, then embrace them in your heart, my words. And don't take them out. Then make true friendship. Yes, and then give the statement, my sheikh said this. Openly, he said, my sheikh stated this. My sheikh said this, do it like this. How can I leave these actions? You won't leave these words, will you? Ahsan ibadat is what? This is it, my sheikh said this, and it penetrated my heart. How can I take this out of my life? Yes, when it becomes a picture in the heart, then you cannot rub it out when it's a picture in the heart. Whoever loves his sheikh, his teacher, my sheikh said, tasawwar sheikh. Now I'm going on to tasawwuf. So don't put the stamp. There's all Sufi sat here. Don't give fatwa, shirk, etc. There's no shirk, nothing. That from tasawwur, contemplating, until your heart, your sheikh is not present, then how can you have love for your sheikh, for your teacher? Tell me that when, as soon as you bow your head down, you see your sheikh. Whenever you remember your sheikh, close your eyes and you imagine that, it's my sheikh. I'm sat in front of my sheikh and I'm doing dhikr. Contemplation. Tasawwur. Yes, but pious readers have said that do tasawwur like this, all the waswasas will come. He says that I do dhikr, I get waswas of shaitan tariqah. When you get waswas of shaitan, then sit and think, my sheikh is sat in front of me, I'm sat in front of him. From his latifa qalb, the noor is coming into my heart, alhamdulillah, the light will spread. All, the more solid your aqeedah is, the more solid your belief is in your sheikh, then kashf and visions and truth will come into you. You'll be sat some village remote in Hindustan, in Surat, you'll be sat far away and you'll be eating khichdi and dal at home. And there you do tasawwur in your heart. Then there he will come, the sheikh, and he will consume the dal with you. Yes, there's no distance. This is the connection of the heart that is important. Medina is not far, is it? Alhamdulillah. No, it's from the heart that the connection is made. From the heart. But our hearts we made so far, the connection, where do you get it from? For example, science proves today, science, that you pick up the phone, you leave here, as soon as you leave here, if you phone your village in India, you say, hello, how are you, what's going on? It's like he's sitting in front of you talking. That's a phone, mobile technology today. Allah says that if you have love, can you not get the connection with Allah through love then?
If Allah can give the phone for talking in remote corners as well, then the connection with Allah is so solid, you don't need a phone. Close your eyes, concentrate. Allah says, hey, I'm here, I'm assisting you. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ You've called to me, Allah says, tell me what do you need, I'll give it to you. Connection immediate. SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. Shall we carry on the discussion? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, let me carry on, explain in depth. So now we understand this point. So what was I telling you? Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, under his blessed statement I was sharing, and such a great statement, that this is how you'll get it. So, amalan, physically, he said, I practiced on this. He said, I was young. So now he explains through his personal experience. There was when he gave this statement, he gives the background, that I don't just speak, such a great alim. So many books he wrote, muhaddis, shaykhul hadith. He said, but no, I will not explain from just words. He said, I wasn't learning properly. Eventually, I went and knocked on the door myself, Hazrat Thanvi said, of a Shaykh of Waliyullah. He's saying this, I don't know. Go and ask Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah. He proves from his actions, he said, that I went to a Darvish, Waliyullah. He said, I was still young at that time. And he said, I heard that he's an alim. He was young. He had so much ilm, knowledge. Person can go off track even then, isn't it? SubhanAllah. So he said, I had to become a mujaddid of tasawwuf. We think he became a waliyullah automatically by doing a thing. It was due to his family links, etc. His ancestors, oh, friends of Allah, these are not the principles of Islam. Wajahadu, Allah says in the Quran, when you step forward, make effort, doesn't matter what silsila you're in, whatever blood relationship you have, there's no differentiation, Allah says, that we think these are tribes, he's this sheikh and that wali, etc. Read the Quran. Allah says, I've made you into tribes, he's Chaudhary, he's a Gujjar, or he's this caste and that tribe. Allah has made the ummah into different tribes and nations. But Allah Ta'ala says, this no guarantee that you'll be my wali. Allah says, my beloved servant, even if he's downtrodden, he's got a small job, he lives in a mud shack, and he's only got two items of clothing to wear. But if he learns that thing that I make a person, my beloved, Allah says, I don't look towards material things. Rather, it's taqwa that I look at, Allah says. Taqwa. Develop taqwa in your heart. Why are you like a monkey, like an animal? Why do you talk nonsense, Allah Ta'ala says, in the world? Why do you talk nonsense? Allah says, develop taqwa in your heart first. Why do you lie and spread false claims? You lie to yourself that you are pious, Allah says. You follow your nafs and shaitan, and you're trying to convince yourself that you're pious. Allah says, I have no link with this. Allah says, beloved, for me, you know when you say that I am this and this, Allah says, that these are not the ways and the methods. Allah says, I give respect and honor to that person. Doesn't matter what maslak, etc. But if he's got taqwa, then he's my beloved servant, Allah says. My Hazrat, he was in a well-known with a big name from this family and that family, etc. No, he wasn't from a big background. But mashallah, if you see his taqwa, he had connection with Allah. So that is what we should love and run after. Those things through which Allah Ta'ala gives his love. Yes? Yes? So we don't want to work hard on taqwa and we talk nonsense that I am this and I am this. Doesn't matter how much you say, with shaitan and nafs will always try to deviate you. So, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, he went and knocked on the door. He said, I was young and I went to a sheikh, a teacher. And he said, I asked him for what I needed. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib said. He said, a beautiful question I put forward to the teacher, to the sheikh. He said, Hazrat, he knew that the sheikh at that time knows that this is Maulana Shaykh Ali Thani, who's come to a big scholar of his time. So when a scholar goes to the Wali Allah, then he has to remove all the veils at that time. Mufti, title, honor, respect. You know, the honor Allah gives. A scholar, you know, for example, when you get to a person, inspector, he's got the stars on his uniform. When he goes to the senior, he takes his uniform away and his stars, because he knows he's going to the senior. And he bears himself and he humbles himself in front of the senior. So when you go to a wali Allah, friend of Allah, teacher, sheikh, then you need to put all your honors, qari sahab, this sahab, that sahab, all your titles outside, hazrat sahab, peer sahab, leave them all outside the door. Totally bear yourself. Bear yourself. Why? Because we've read the hadith that the awliya Allah, how do they look at the person who's come, the person who is in need? Yes. That, subhanAllah, they are looking from the vision of the basirat of noor. He's not looking from his eyes. From his eyes, the worldly people, they look, oh, he's looking nice, he's got good imam, good clothes. But the walis of Allah, they look with the noor of Allah, the vision. And that noor goes into the heart of the person. With the vision. Is he inside a monkey or donkey or a dog? Is he like an animal? So when you go to a wali Allah, purify your heart first. Pray 2 rakat nafal before you go and meet the sheikh. Always when I went to my sheikh, I pray 2 nafal, give sadaqah, do a istighfar. When you go like that, you'll consider yourself a donkey before you go. It's a great court, the court of the Wali Allah, I tell you. When you go to his court, in front of him, don't speak like a parrot. Because that's a court that's hidden. Because the Wali Allah, the sheikh, the angels will come and shake the hand. They submit themselves and they go around that court of the Wali Allah. They see, but the people of the world cannot see this. The people of the world cannot see, they just see straw mats, torn clothes, simplicity. He lives in a mud house, he's got no money. And we also leave the sheikh, oh, he's a simple sheikh, I don't need him. No, the kings, when you go to the kings, go with a fuss. But when you go to the Wali Allah, submit yourself. That in front of the world, people say, no, he's good, and look up to him, and give him some money, and how are you okay, are you fine, and you treat them nicely, and you run after them, or get charity and money, and you run after the people of the world. The sheikh, when the Wali Allah comes, no, please, you stay back, I don't need you, you go to the side, wait your turn. No, these big people are coming first, big shots, you come after, say subhanallah. This is the way we treat. Understand appreciation. That correct your eyesight as well. So when Maulana Hazrat Thanvi Sahib went, so he said, "Ah, Ashraf Wahib." He didn't even say a title. He said, "Ashraf Wahib, you come." Yes. And he wasn't upset. He was happy in his heart that, subhanallah, I'm successful today. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib said. And we get upset, isn't it? If we go to a sheikh, I'm a big shot, I've got titles, I went to Hazrat, he didn't give me honor, respect, he didn't greet me properly, he didn't give me a lift, he didn't think I was an alim, a scholar. Oh, leave him, he's a waste of time. He doesn't even appreciate me. He doesn't even respect the scholars. The walis of Allah, they respect the scholars. Nobody else can respect the scholars. Ask the heart of the wali how much he appreciates and his qadr for the hafiz and the ulama. But they don't show it openly because they don't want pride to come into that student. They give the cure to that student for his haughtiness, for his pride. And yes, they have stages, slowly they'll give the respect. That for example, I learned this from the feet of my sheikh. In their heart, they have a lot of ihtaram and respect for the respected scholars, for the muftis, for the qaris, for the hafizin, etc. Extreme love they have, but they won't show that. We say, oh no, he doesn't respect me, he disrespects all my ikram, the scholars, he says, fuzul. Don't look at their speaking, look at their heart. If he doesn't speak like this to you, then you will die the death of kufr. So this is their favor on you, that they take you out of pride and haughtiness and they save you from pride through your life. So appreciate their majalis and gatherings. It's not that they disrespect the ulama ikram, astaghfirullah. Rather, I cannot imagine that any Sufi, a sheikh, a true wali Allah, he can never imagine. But he's looking from the batin, the noor and vision. And if he sees the ilm of that person and doesn't honor it straight away, then that means that he is giving the prescription, the cure to the scholar. Say subhanAllah. It cannot be that the wali Allah doesn't respect the scholar. So don't do badgumani. Rather, go purposely go to that wali Allah so that he treats you nicely and takes your ghurur out. He says, go to the back and sit at the back. Oh, look at there, a normal person, he sat in the heights, and I'm an alim, he put me in the back, he didn't appreciate me, and he sat me with those people who are not alims, and he's giving me food in my khanka. Ulama ikram used to come to my khanka, alhamdulillah, and I said, go and seat them with the normal people, and tell them to eat with the normal people. So this is not the disrespect of them, but we have to answer to Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows that these respected scholars, I respect them more than no one can respect them much. But tomorrow, this treatment will benefit that person. Yes, many come like this, big alims, big scholars, and they become fakirs. Adab, they learn the adab. But when the adab comes into them, then so much dunya runs after them, people are amazed. The izzat, the respect, the honor spreads in the people. In reality, the wali Allah, he's accepted him in the dunya and his respect is being elevated, the scholar. Anyway, this came in between. If you don't understand it, person who had the wrong understanding, his wrong understanding will go far today away. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So what was I saying? Yes. So, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, Mulana Thanvi Sahib, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, he went to the sheikh, and the sheikh said to him, tell me, Ashraf, why have you come? No title. He said, I've come to ask you a question. He said, yes, ask the question. He didn't say, you're a big alim. Why are you asking me? You've got big kitabs. You've written kitabs. He said, yes, what is it you need? What is it you come to ask for me? Say, subhanAllah. This is how, do you find walis of Allah like this today in the world? Who train and teach their students? They start running after that scholar straight away. Yes, a straightforward answer he gave. And this majlis, tell me how valuable will be this majlis with regards to the hereafter. Allah, this majlis, how Allah will have liked this majlis so much that today in Manchester, we are hearing His words today. Subhanallah. And most definitely many people will not have heard this today. Have you heard this? Tell me, have you heard this statement of Hazrat Sahab today? So today we're heading, I don't know how this came into my mind, and I don't know, what can I say to you, that this just came out of my mouth? So then, what did he say? He said, amal, yes, practice. He said, success is based on amal. That's the first step to success. Success will come on implementation, not on the beauty of the words. Right? Remember this statement. Beauty of words will not give success. Amal will give success. Remember this. So amalan, he gave him the reply. He asked a question. What was the question? He said, Hazrat, tell me that Allah's love, how can I develop Allah's love? Subhanallah. So many kitabs he wrote. You've got Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari. You've got Ibn Muwatta Imam Malik. You Siha Sitta, you've learned, studied. Go refer to those kitabs. The Shaykh could have said to him in reply. But he was a true scholar, wasn't he? Yes. So he went there to quench his thirst. Because he wasn't satisfied with his ilm. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, he knew this is the principle of Allah. That doesn't matter how big a scholar you become, but to learn Allah's love, to quench the thirst of Allah's yearning, you must go to the court of the Wali Allah and learn from his feet. And that's where the true scholar's thirst is quenched, at the court of the Wali Allah. And he asked a question, how do I get the true love of Allah? And his answer was amalan. He said, Ashraf. He said, Ji. He said, do you understand? He said, wipe, rub, keep on rubbing. What happened? He said, it became warm, my hands have become warm. He said, keep on rubbing. Then the next stage came. He said, keep rubbing this, rubbing it, hard. Eh? And he said, what's happened now? He said, it's become very warm, my hands have become very warm. He said, now extra rub it. Rub it so much. Keep on rubbing. He said, what's happened now? He said, that the warmth is spreading my body, Hazrat. My whole body is now sweating. He said, stop here now. He said, you came to ask me about how does Allah's love develop? What hadith do you study? Has Allah not told you? That my zikr, do it kathir and kathira. If you want my love, do zikr kathir. Subhanallah. And that's when he said, Nara Hazrat Maulana Shafali Tham said, I've attained Allah. Wadhkurullah kathiran. After that he said, I will do tafsir. Wadhkurullah kathir. Lalakum taflum. What does it mean? That how do you attain falah? Through the zikr of Allah. Say Subhanallah. I feel like I shout out Nare Takbir here on this. This is how much I enjoy what I've just discussed now. This is the way the tariqah, how the clues through the amal they gave to us. They didn't just say, he said this. They keep on reading kitabs. No. With this tariqah, they attain success. Though you also do this. If Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib has told you this, he didn't just say, I've heard this, I know this. He said, do this, because physically I did this myself. Just like my sheikh told me, he said to me, if you do a little bit, if you rub it more, and Allah Ta'ala said for this reason, kathiran kathira. No way with any other worship where Allah says do salah kathir or fasting kathir. Allah says you cannot attain Allah's love. If you want Allah's love, only one action will do that. Allah says my dhikr kathir will give you my love. That's why Allah says attached to the word of dhikr is kathir. You'll have to do it high quantity. The more you do it, Allah's heat and the love of Allah will come into you. And so much heat will come, so much love will come, that when you do dhikr, then due to the heat of that dhikr from your eyes, the tears will drop. Allah will announce in the heavens, alhamdulillah, that those tears of yours due to my love, I promise, Allah, your Rabb promised to you today, that when you go into that condition in isolation, you're remembering Allah, and due to love, your tears come out to your eyes. Allah says, I promise, that day when the people on Qiyamah will be upset, then I will enshroud you in my rahmah. Subhanallah, this hadith, khusus, special rahmah, Allah says, I will wrap you. Why? Because out of love, kathir, my dhikr you did, and due to dhikr, the current of my love came into your heart, so much current and energy, that Allah's Nabi said, do so much dhikr, that people say you're crazy and mad in love with dhikr, and when you did dhikr so much, the tears came out of your eyes. Allah says, I value your tears, that today on Qiyamah, I will wrap you in my rahmah. Say Subhanallah. So this is, وَذْكُرُوا لَا كَثِيرًا لَا لَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So let's complete the statements. Then do dhikr. Success will come through implementation, not on the beauty of the words. Dhikr's practice will give success through the preparation and arrangement of dhikr. Has that completed the statement? Say subhanallah. Do you understand Urdu, brothers? Yes. These people, mashallah, they'll understand a bit more, these people. Yes, success will come through implementation. Not from the beauty of the words. No. Not just talking and speaking and words. Where will success come from? Through arrangement of dhikr, from the respect and consistency in dhikr. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. May Allah Ta'ala give us this, the message today is do dhikr, take the rewards from dhikr. My Shaykh's statement, if I don't share it and present it, then we cannot seal this discussion today. So I'd like to share a statement of my Shaykh Ramadan with you, and that is also connected with the Quran Hadith. What did my Shaykh say? My Shaykh said that everything of the world, beautiful unique statement of Hazrat Sahib, he was also a student of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, my Shaykh. He said everything of the world, look, the Shaykh, great Shaykh, he's giving you a guarantee. His statement, Qutb, ghost of his time, my Shaykh, that everything in the world, the cure for every issue in the world, every issue of the world, the cure is in the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. Without dhikr, a dhakir cannot be ill. Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar. What a great statement. So with dhikr, brothers, have love for dhikr. This is a great news. Allah has given us tawfiq to do his dhikr. Due to the sadqa of the feet of the wali Allah, this is Allah, my Hazrat's miracle that we sat here, that I sat in his sohbat. Allah gave fazl. Value these words, these points, my brothers. These are great rewards and gifts. And this day and age, if you want to be saved in this day and age, in this era, and you want to die with iman, everything else is deception except dhikrullah. That's it. Just dhikr will make you pure. Morning and evening come to the majlis. Sit down, don't come for nobody else. Who are you coming for? For yourself. If you understand what I'm saying today, and the message has arrived to you, then with dhikr don't be lazy. Why? Because dhikr, when you prepare and you do it, you have a schedule, a proper schedule, and you honor it, and you're regular and consistent, success will come through implementation. Listen to this statement again. Success will come with implementation, not from the beauty of the words, rather from a schedule of dhikr, due to respect and consistency in doing dhikr. Morning and evening come, the majlis come Thursday night, inshallah. If you've got an excuse, you get sick or ill, then in the house you will have rahmah. Rizq will come, your children, mashallah, will be deendar and religious, and sukoon and peace will come into your family and home, and Allah's mercy will rain down. Whatever you're doing, the work of the deen, that will succeed. When you have the basis and regularity of dhikr, remember these are two conditions. Two conditions of doing dhikr. Close your eyes and run here, because everything you'll get through dhikr of Allah, all cures through the dhikr of Allah you will attain. Make true heart, honest heart. Don't run anywhere else. First and foremost, come to Allah. Zikr Allah. That, oh, this and that, I have to do this in the dunya. Allah, I'm lazy. My iman is weak. Waswasa of shaitan. But I won't go anywhere else. Allah will come to your gathering of dhikr. Just be regular and steadfast in that. Say subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand properly? The message arrived to you? What do we have to do today? So what's the first starting point? Niyyah. Intention. What niyyah do we need to make? Inshallah. Definitely all come to this majlis. Yes, make solid niyyah, solid intention, everyone. The majlis of dhikr, doesn't matter what happens, this is such a thing. The 300, 400, 500 miles people walk to where? I'm going to do dhikr with my Shaykh. 30 minutes you can't travel for dhikr, 10 minutes you can't travel, 15 minutes you cannot travel. Look at those people, 400 miles they walked for what? To sit with their Shaykh and do dhikr. So sad. Our iman, how weak it is today. How weak. Look at the state of iman we got today. Not, we want big words. I'm lover of Rasulullah. I can't see dreams. And I don't know what's happening to me. I pray salah. My du'as are not accepted. I asked Allah for this. Nothing's happening in life. I prayed tahajjud. Even then Allah doesn't listen to my du'as. Subhanallah. We complain. The do dhikr, prepare for iman, honor iman, the dhikr schedule, and all the paths will open up for you. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen. Recite the routine.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزواجه وأمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا مصرف القلوب سرد قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرفنا بزمرته يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا. اللهم اغفنا في بدني. اللهم اغفنا في سمعي. اللهم اغفنا في بصري. لا اله الا انت. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وآله أصحابه أزواجه ذرياته أهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.